Some people still think that they know, but no.
All right. 11:06. Thanks for tuning in. Rex Ryan being introduced as the Bills head coach as we speak. I saw
good
a picture on Instagram yesterday of him drinking beers with Jim Kelly. Apparently, Jim Kelly's bouncing back health-wise. Good to see.
Good, yeah.
So,
hey, game ball.
Absolutely, Wally.
You, Justin Akery.
For what?
For sending Trey down to the national championship game. I bet you outside of Oregon and Ohio, no radio station in the country had the coverage that the the Buzz had.
Wally's getting all choked up over it. He was very excited. Thanks, Wally. Trey did a great job. Trey is excellent in those situations, and say what you want about Trey, and I do a lot.
We all do.
He's awesome in those situations. He is great. He did a great job getting guys on. We enjoyed it. Jackaroot, we had.
Jackaroot.
I'll tell you, that Ben Hartsock dude was awesome, the former tight end at Ohio State who bounced around the NFL for a few years. And then
Brando.
Yeah, Tim Brando was great.
He stayed on a lot longer
than
I
thought
he would.
Now, there's a guy I want to sit in a bar with and listen to talk, and we kind of joked about that. But
well, that's what you would do.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen.
Yeah, exactly, and that's fine.
I have.
I got no problem with that. You know what? I talk enough. Email from JK, then we get into Pat's three-pointers from last night's loss on the road. If you just tuned in and you didn't hear about it last night or didn't watch it, Arkansas lost by 5, 74-69. But is it fair to say the game was closer than that? Is that possible on a five-point game? It was.
Sure.
It was only a couple of possessions from stops and scores where, I mean, Arkansas scores so fast.
Yeah, they did.
Steals. I mean, they can.
I thought the last minute or so, I thought we were going to have a Reggie Miller moment where they flipped it around. They were almost down almost 10. JK makes a good point, so I'm going to read this before we get into your three-pointers, and I never thought I would say that, but I did. That phrase just left my lips. JK made a good point.
JK, good for you, buddy.
He's got a few little items here. The only issue I have with his email is that he has 1.1, 0.2, 0.3, and 0.3. Like, hey, JK, what comes after 3? 4. Anyway, he says, no Hog team has ever started 2-0 on the road, including the national championship team, the runner-up team, and the great Pat Bradley-led teams.
Woo!
Stick that into your pipe.
Yeah.
And,
wow, that's a crazy stat, man.
Number 2, did you notice the Tennessee coach looked like Bill Vickery?
Everyone keeps saying that, and
can you get me a picture of him?
Vastly different hair.
Well,
nobody's got Bill Vickery hair.
I didn't see any resemblance.
Yeah.
I didn't see any resemblance.
Amazingly, he uses his shoe polish on his shoes. I kid. Number 3, way too many, wrong former 2, come on JK, step your game up, way too many possessions, especially in the second half where Portis did not even touch the ball. I think Wally Hall pointed that earlier.
Yeah.
And number 3, part 2, love the fact that we have guys now that know their roles, again, wrong former there, come on JK, Watkins and Kingsley, but to go to the next level, someone has to step up and give consistent 8 to 10 points and good defense, and I think you've got a couple guys who are willing to do that. That should be Alandis Harris's role, but he doesn't want that to be it. What did he do last night? He was only 2 of 4. He only took 4 shots. Good for him.
He took the longest 2-point jump shot I've ever seen in my life. I mean, you couldn't get further
out without being 3.
What are you going to do?
Anyway, he's played well.
Yeah.
In general, of late. Anthlon Bell, 3 of 7, 2 of 5 from beyond the arc. Anton Beard, 3 of 4, including that key 3 late. Unfortunately, couldn't knock down the 3 free throws late and ends up 1 of 4 at the line. He did have 12 points, 1 of 3 Razorbacks in double figures. Michael Qualls of 15. And Bobby Portis, the nerd, double-double, 17 and 11 in 34 minutes of play. All right, PB, give it to me. Make it count.
All right, we've talked, we've basically talked about every aspect of this game.
Yes.
Number 1, missed opportunities. For me, it was a game of missed opportunities. You have your top 20 going on the road to a down Tennessee team, but you've got to limit our own unforced turnovers. That didn't help the scoring drought because there were a lot of empty possessions and frustration shots. There was a lot of times where it was a questionable shot based on the fact that we can't really get any good looks. So there were some shots you probably shouldn't have taken and been a little bit more patient. So there's just a lot of missed opportunities. It could have killed Tennessee when they tried to trap us, tried to press us. That's what we do every day. So I think these guys will look at this tape and say, boy, could have and should have turned out a lot differently.
I think Mike will be explaining that in detail.
Oh, no question. Number 2, unlock the zone. This is going to be the first half of that Vandy game. Vandy was able to slow the Hogs down. Second half of that Vandy game, figured it out. Portis got a bunch of dunks and we got a bunch of open shots. This game, man, Tennessee was committed to forcing the Hogs' frustration and more jump shots. And if we expect, you're going to see a whole lot more of that. We know they understand how to break a zone and score effectively against a zone. It just takes patience, and it takes getting the ball to the right spot. You know, maybe it's going to be poor. It was funny because in that Vandy game, Ja'Cory Williams played the free throw line area and multiple times caught it there, dropped it down to Portis for a dunk, like three times in a row.
That's my guy, Double Deuce.
That's your guy. You're going to have to realize that you will see a lot of that zone, just if nothing else, to slow down those Hogs and force them to shoot more jump shots, which we can make. We can make. It's just the right guy's got to shoot them. And the last, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm looking through the turnover totals. Starting with Portis and going down, it's 4-3-3, 2-2-2-2. There were a lot of guys getting in the act last night. They were spreading the love.
It was unforced, though. Things that you say to yourself, guys, you've done this a million times.
Here's the other one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys had one steal each.
That's not bad.
Eight steals, nobody had two for Arkansas.
One steal. Everyone got in the act there. It's contagious, man.
So.
It's funny. It is contagious. Good shooting's contagious, and turning the ball over is contagious. Mm. All right, number three. Life on the road, my friends. Life on the road. That's it. We will not be prisoners of the moment. We will not. I refuse to be a prisoner of the moment. But you go back to the road recipe. You got to limit turnovers on the road.
You must be a prisoner of some nice lady named Helga.
And you got to create high percentage field goal attempts. If you go on the road, you know that you're going to be playing against a team with high emotion. Every team practices just as much as we do. Every team has got the scouting department to make sure you come in and they're ready to play. But there's something that we've always been able to do is create easy buckets, like that scoring drought. We weren't really creating easy buckets. And then sometimes when we were,
they missed layups.
Missed layups, come out with empty possessions. There was a number of times we had good free throw line shot. In the second half, there was about three different times a wide open shot from the elbow. That happens. You miss shots. But we got to realize it's life on the road. And to recover from that, you know what the medicine is?
What's that? Winning at home?
Big home game on Saturday night, my man.
I hate waiting till Saturday night.
Especially
I'm going to be seepy. I'm going to have to watch it through one eye open. You know what I did the other night? I was watching a game late. Who was it? I can't remember who was playing the other night. But I really want to. Oh, it was the championship game. Because I'm old, and I'm drinking a cup of coffee at like 7 o'clock at night so I can stay up till the end of the game. I'm tired all the next day. Can they please play these games earlier?
I'm
going to
send you,
me.
Wally, and Matt Jones some fresh Costa Rican coffee all day on Saturday just you can stay up for the post-game show.
I just got a new shipment in, but I probably shouldn't tell you guys that.
Well, we're still talking about coffee, right? The key is avoiding the nice glass of red wine to wind down about 7 o'clock, which is all too often
the norm.
Please
drink wine and then call in to the show.
I think I won't drink wine.
I'll
be drinking your fresh Costa Rican. Keith Lee Service coming live, fan feedback. If you're interested in more about what they do, KeithLeeService.com or 501-734-8079. They service all of Central Arkansas for commercial refrigeration and ice, among other things. Ice. So check them out. I should play Ice Ice Baby anytime I read their fan feedback. Jeff says, why do the Hogs not understand the concept of rebounding? Pat, what's the problem? I don't think they rebound poorly. They got out-rebounded by one last night, so I don't really think that's a fair assessment, Jeff. This is one of the better rebounding teams for this system than I've ever seen. In fact, you go back to the national title games, very oftentimes out-rebounded.
Corey Beck led the Hogs in rebounding from point guard position in the national championship game, 10 rebounds. You know what I do like, though? We've seen this second game in a row, which is kind of refreshing. You've seen more offensive rebound stick backs by the Hogs than I've seen in a long, long time.
Good point.
That'll help, certainly. Those types of things help win on the road.
10 offensive rebounds last night.
We just have typically not seen that in the past few years, that we can actually get some of those points.
It's going to be hard to win.
Cheap buckets.
When only one of your starters shoots over 500 from the floor.
I hate to say this to our caller, but our Keith Lee Service coming live fan feedbacker, but
get some facts and come back and see me.
Yeah, I know that.
Get some facts and come back and see me. Get some facts and come back and see me.
I know that guy. Just saying, it's not really accurate this year. This other guy says hard to get Portis the ball when you don't have a point guard to penetrate and run the offense. It all comes back to guard play. Pat, what do you say to that?
Well, there's no question that your best teams are going to have your strongest guards because they do control a lot, and they make those decisions. And that's what – if you get a guy that can make great decisions, Florida loses the point guard who was the SEC Player of the Year last year. They go to the Elite Eight, and now you see what happens.
Scotty Wilbekin, yeah.
Who's not a guy that
they went to the Final Four, didn't they? They lost to UConn, and then UConn beat Kentucky.
And the thing is, he's not a guy that is going to be playing any kind of minutes in the NBA. But he was a solid college point guard, and you look where it led them.
Rob says, seriously, this game was far from being closer than 5. More like 10 to 12 with a few lucky shots by Arkansas at the end. The funniest thing was after the game, an announcer called it an upset. It would have been an upset if Anderson got another road win, and he will, by the way.
Well, one of the few times you're going to probably see the Hogs as a favorite on the road, right? They were 3-point favorite.
Mm-hmm. True. This guy says, I knew we were in trouble. It's LR Ave in Little Rock. Whatever. Can you just say, Bob, I knew we were in trouble when they said Tennessee was a pressing team. We have no point guard or guard that can adequately handle the ball pressure. I don't know that that's fair. Is that true?
We do. We saw it at Georgia. I thought that Beard and Durham did a fine job of taking care of the ball, making good decisions at the end of the game. That, to me, right there last night, was a case of I don't think that these guys actually thought that Tennessee had anything in the tank I thought they would just lay down for us.
A couple of football-related items here. Ted says, I got two words for Cardale Jones. Marcus Lattimore. I'd go pro if I was him. Scott says, Kevin Kelly, OC, Mike Singletary, linebackers coach. I'd take that if I could get it. I bet Kevin Kelly,
OC, Mike Singletary.
Linebackers coach.
Linebackers coach.
I do think Kevin Kelly would run the ball a lot next year.
You think he'd let me coach the running backs?
No. Hartman in Little Rock. I think Beard should start. Yes, he has moments like a freshman, but man, he makes good passes and usually good decisions. This is what we've lacked, and we all like Beard.
But here's my point on this, okay? Because we get people calling in and they say, well, Kingsley, Beard, this one, that one. But you've got to, because I write it down every time. You pay attention when the second unit comes in. That first unit, okay, they got down by, it took, by the 13:55 minute, it was 16-7, 18-7, 18-8, 18-9. So Coach Anderson brings that second unit in. In a matter of a few minutes now, it's a tie game at 16-16 at 10 minutes to go halfway through the first half. So you need guys. You need to have – he's going to switch the starting lineup up a lot. What's important is who finishes the game. And that second unit comes in, and they do some damage.
All about PT.
Before we take this call, I do have some breaking news from SportsCenter. Bobby Portis among the Wooden Award midseason top 25 candidates at 18 points and 8 rebounds a game. So good for Bobby Portis.
No.
Get a little more love. What's wrong with you?
He's going to go. He's going to leave.
Yeah, this just in.
He's going to leave us.
Yeah, big surprise. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, what's up?
I want to say, and I think the Razorbacks have improved tremendously, but what I don't get is what happened last week. And if I'm not mistaken, if the internet doesn't lie, and it never does it? 2-28 on the SEC road. Would that be a correct stat?
Overall,
Mike Anderson.
No,
didn't we win? We had three wins last year.
Yeah, three last year
on the road.
Yeah, we were actually out of 14 teams last year. We were out of 14 teams. We had the sixth best road record. So there were 8 teams that had a worse road record than we did last year.
Okay. Irregardless, what I don't get is the 2-year contract extension. I mean, we've been in a position before where they've been paying 3 coaches at one time. I mean, nobody's beating this guy's door down for him to leave. Maybe y'all can explain it. Maybe Wally can explain it. Why the need for the 2-year contract extension?
Malik
Thank
Monk.
You, buddy.
No question.
Well, I do have a more straightforward answer is I think he's doing a fine job. It's a different situation when Brett Bielema takes over a program that had one bad year in between him and Petrino. What was Petrino's last year? What was the result?
They went to the Cotton
Sugar
Bowl
and then Cotton.
Yeah.
Bad year, Bielema takes over. To me, that's not a program in the dumps. Program in the dumps is a program that had not been...
They're very similar situation.
To one oh, yeah. I see it. To me, it's been a situation with the Hogs basketball that first of all, you had Coach Richardson, then Stan Heath, who was fired, okay, for performance on the court, not for riding around on a motorcycle. Then you have John Pelfrey, who was fired, not for doing anything off the court, on the court stuff. Much different than a situation in Ohio State and Urban Meyer's the same way. Tressel didn't get fired because he was losing games. He got fired for other reasons. So it's a much different situation when you take over a program where the coach gets fired for things off the field or court versus on the field or court. I know you're scratching over there like get hives, Wally.
I actually agree with you. But it's been
such a down program until Coach A had to pick us up literally 6 feet under.
It was awful. The first thing Mike ever told the team he inherited, you're the kind of team I wanted to schedule when I was at Missouri. Because they had no discipline.
Yeah.
This has been a
no identity.
Yeah. This team may have lost to Tennessee, but it's not the end of the season.
When you think of where we were, guys, just think of where we were. Remember the apathy?
I don't have to think about
the
it.
The last game of the season. I'll never forget the last. We're playing Ole Miss in Arkansas. Last game of the season, SEC. And guess what, guys? Guess what? There was a handful of people there.
No, it was bad. There's definitely on the uptick.
For different reasons, Kentucky will lose a game. Kentucky's going to lose a game. They should not lose.
Well,
and it'd be a different reason than Arkansas. I think Arkansas came out yesterday a little lethargic.
Yeah, I think Kentucky's going to lose just because they're still young and they don't have...
And they've got nine guys playing for the NBA right now. They've turned the... They're into some. This is the last semester for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Cliff says...
That is right.
Keith, this service can be live fan feedback. Anybody that says irregardless should be hung up on immediately. That's not a death penalty offense. There are others. Kev says Cardale Jones equals Cam Newton 2.0. Jameis Winston equals Vince Young. I don't know about that. We'll see.
Cam, say that again?
He says Cardale equals Cam and Winston equals Vince Young. And I think there's probably something to be made there. I'll give him that.
Back on this basketball for a minute. Mm. The more Anton Beard gets comfortable,
yeah,
the better they're going to be. He's played 201 minutes. He has 14 steals. That's third on the team. What is Mike's first concern? Defense.
Oh, he earns his minutes. There's no question. Yes. Anton Beard makes things happen. He makes things happen. That's why Ja'Cory Williams is a bright spot, too. He comes in the game and he affects it because he can touch balls, and Beard is the same way. I love how he's playing. And the thing for him is he's a freshman that is going to go through freshman things this year.
Absolutely.
He is going to be incredible for the years to come, there is no doubt. And you know what? We got a couple more guys coming in that have that same mentality. Kid Jimmy Witt out of Missouri. Well, you look at his stat line. Guys, if you're able to pull that up, kid's averaging in the high 20s, you know, six rebounds, four steals a game, five, six assists a game. He's going to be a beautiful fit into this situation.
Talk some NFL coming up. Wally Hall for another 30 minutes. We've got some friends from a new restaurant coming in. We've got Nate coming up from Sync Weekly. We'll talk about what's going on there. And some